This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on July 1st, 2010. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
We'll turn next to the report of the Audit Division on the AFL-CIO COPE PCC held over from a previous meeting. We'll have a presentation from the Audit Division. Mr. Hindermeister.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Before you use the final audit report of this AFL-CIO COPE, the audit report includes two findings. Finding number one is the misstatement of financial activity for the years 2005 and 2006. The committee filed amended reports to correct the misstatements identified by the auditors. Finding number two involves the transfers received from separate segregated funds. During the audit period, AFL-CIO COPE received transfers of $1.1 million from two separate segregated funds. The interim audit report questioned whether the AFL-CIO COPE and two separate segregated funds were required to meet the transmittal and record-keeping requirements for collecting agents. In conjunction with the hearing before the Commission, counsel for AFL-CIO COPE submitted a 1979 report of the Audit Division on the AFL-CIO COPE, which included recommendations that are consistent with their long-standing reporting practices for the transfers. As a result, the audit staff accepted AFL-CIO COPE's current reporting practices. We can answer any questions that you may have.
Thank you very much for that presentation. Any questions or discussion? Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I when this came around for a vote on the tally vote paper system, I objected to this because I went back and took a look at the history of this, and without getting into specifics, I'm happy to do so if someone wants to know them, but I don't think it's necessary. Today, if you take away the issue regarding the fundraising that was present in the 1979 audit, and then you take a look at how the AFL-CIO ended up being audited, there's no secret that reports out, the Analysis Division reviews reports, and that there is a point system. We don't have random audit authority. We have to audit essentially for cause, and it is the standard the Commission has developed over the years. And without getting any more detail than that, if you take this issue away, they would have not been audited. And because they would have not been audited, I cannot support a finding in an audit that, in my view, should not have happened in the first instance. All that is left is a misstatement finding. Some may say, well, gee, we can't just turn a blind eye to that. I would suggest that we're not turning a blind eye to that because, first, it's already on the public record because we've had an oral argument in an open meeting. We're talking about this here today, so there's no secret that the AFL-CIO's reports needed some fixing. But more importantly, they've done the amendments, as I understand it, and that they've taken the action on that issue that the auditors have recommended. So the public record is intact. Their reports, I think, are satisfactory in the view of our auditors, and given how long this has gone on, and it continues to go on recently, in large part because of me, because I've objected to this. So I basically apologize to the AFL-CIO the first time, and I'll do it personally this time for holding it up because justice delayed is justice denied. But I thought it was worth it because in this particular case, and hopefully it never happens again, and I certainly don't see this as a motion that will be used in future audits. I see this as its own situation. Mr. Chairman, I move that we terminate this audit and leave it at that.
Any discussion on the motion? Vice Chair.
I agree with my colleague that I don't expect that this will happen again. I guess I'm not sure of what a termination, the audit has happened, whether we like it or not. And I think it would, from my perspective, it would be most clear for the public record to state what the conclusions are, adopt a report that says they've materially corrected the misstatements and there's no further action required with respect to the other. And we have now a new procedure document. If these need to be described as other issues rather than findings or things like that, perhaps we could, you know, talk about that. But it seems to me that the fact of the matter is the audit has happened. It is actually finished. So it's kind of all, you know, I'm not sure how what you're meaning by terminated, because I think it is concluded. I appreciate that you want the record to be very clear that there's nothing left of these issues, if I understand you correctly, and I appreciate that and think that's important. But I'm not sure what terminating means in this context. And we did just adopt a procedural document that I think could accommodate, I think, what I hear your concerns to be.
Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, in my view, what we just passed does address this, because the AFL-CIO would have an opportunity to raise the issue sooner, and the idea that, you know, the federal government couldn't find its own audit report is troubling. I don't think we can find MER number one either. I think that, because you said you're not sure it happened, I cannot find a copy of MER number one. I'm really curious to know what MER number one was about. Commissioner Walter's right. There's not a lot of audits each year. I think that number goes up with the taxpayer money audits, convention audits, and that kind of thing. So it kind of goes every 4 years, there's more and less. But I think there's been 900 audits in the history of the commission, over 6,000 MERs. So I think I share your concerns that if for compliance purposes, it's really this side of the building that can do wonders if given the resources. But turning to termination, it's the best word I can think of. My concern and what I really can't do is vote for a finding against the AFL-CIO. If there's a way to not make it a finding, that's fine. But I could certainly anticipate folks saying, but gee, there still was the misstatement on the reports. We ought to make a finding. I understand all that. For me, however, I see it as what they call in the criminal law, fruit of the poisonous tree. Once it's tainted, and to me this is tainted to the point where it taints the future findings, and the public is going to know what happened. They made the amendments. Maybe terminate is not the right word. It's the best word I can come up with, because it seems like something that won't happen again, probably won't happen again. So the motion hopefully will never be made again that it asks for terminating an audit, but it's the best I could come up with to avoid actually trying to vote for findings or one finding that I cannot support.
Vice Chair.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I think perhaps I maybe wasn't clear. I was referring to the procedure that we just adopted with respect to creating final audit reports and the flexibility that that gives us with respect to other things, like instead of if a finding is not going to have four votes, it seems to me we could call these things additional issues as this new policy contemplates.
Commissioner McGann.
You're right. The policy we just adopted I guess could address it. What would look weird, though, is there be no findings in a whole other issues section. I certainly agree that the commission has issues. Thank you. I rehearsed it. Did it sound forced?
It was good.
Okay. But maybe that is the way to do it. We adopt the report and just put it in the other issues section. That's maybe achieves the same thing. I guess that works, right?
Vice Chair.
I would anticipate that we could ask the auditors to reflect that this is not a finding, and if it's, since others suggest something else and there's no other, maybe it's just issues. I agree the commission has lots of issues, but it seems to me that it was only funny the first time. I didn't
okay,
expect
okay,
that.
Okay,
it's okay. It's okay. I didn't expect that. So that I think that from my perspective would provide the clearest understanding of the end result here, which is that they have resolved all of the issues raised by the audit, whether that could have been avoided by, you know.
The issues maybe we have resolved today with the first item
perhaps.
On the agenda.
Commissioner McGann.
That sounds fine by me. If maybe you have an amendment to my motion to sort of trump it and figure out how we can land this, or do we actually vote on the finding that's presented? That's my concern. I'm trying to avoid voting on the finding that's recommended and not go through that rigmarole if we don't have to.
Commissioner Weintraub.
Well, first of all, I just want to clarify. Now, we are going to issue. Are we going to issue a finding that says that they were right about on the other issue? Because I would think that would be satisfactory after the end of all this, that, you know, we would issue something that formally said the commission agrees. You were doing it right all along.
If I could,
Commissioner McGann.
As long as we promise to all keep a copy, so 30 years from now, everyone remembers.
I don't promise to personally.
Maybe with electronic files now, we can, the next time, 30 years from now, we'll remember the commission voted.
And that actually is a great thing that we have done that is productive, and we're back to 1994, I think, in terms of the audits that are now up on the public record, which is a good thing. And I only say this because you asked, Commissioner, but otherwise I wouldn't belabor the point, but the interim audit report on AFL and on COPE was on the agenda on July 14th and 15th, 2009. Legal issues that had been raised by the by AFL and COPE were presented to the commission at that point, and the minutes of those meetings say that those audit matters were approved by a vote of 6-0 on a tally vote basis, certified before the meeting and removed from the agenda. I recognize that, you know, and we didn't have the 79 audit in front of us, or we probably would have come to a different conclusion at that point. But I only say that because you asked for the cert, so there it is. That's when we voted on it. And I think we all found the 79 audit to be very persuasive. But as I said, I'd like to find a way to formally acknowledge that they were right all along. I think they deserve that from us. I don't know how we terminate something that we've already ended, but I think that putting it in additional issues is an appropriate resolution.
Commissioner McGann.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. You are right. It went through on interim, but just to clarify what that is, that's a tally vote. And the policy of the commission now, because I think we clarified it, was at the interim stage, it goes through on a no objection basis now, because frankly, I was confused as to what these reports were, because I've been confused since I've gotten here, which is a whole other topic. Mr. Calvert's frantically flipping through his notebook in anticipation of me raising the Sunshine Act, which I'm not going to do now, but it's odd that part of the audit is behind closed doors. The interim stage is in executive session if we have to consider it, but then the final is in open meeting. We've had other issues in audit come up in executive session, which seem a lot like what we discuss in open meeting. So I understand it did go through the commission, but what did not go through the commission was briefing directly from the AFL-CIO. What comes through on the interim stage is merely the interim audit report before it goes out to the AFL-CIO to respond to it. So the position I have taken, and this may help put some context to this, is if it's really an error, then I will argue to stop it at the interim stage. But if it seems like it's a sort of issue that is not inherently obvious, and this issue is certainly not inherently obvious to me, because I am certainly not well schooled in the nuances of how the AFL-CIO and as a federation raises money, I will vote I will not object to an interim report, because I will want to hear briefing from the AFL-CIO. So although it did go through on interim, the AFL-CIO briefing does not come in until after. Now, one could say the public record with the RAD letters and whatnot, none of that is attached to the actual vote. I tried to look at those things. I may have looked at it in this case. I may not have looked at it in this case. But the reality is I don't want to be in a position where, and I don't think you're suggesting this, where I need to stop audits at the interim stage to fight every legal fight. That's going to take all day, because when I get talking, I can really get going.
I've noticed that.
Yes. Yes. And I haven't really mentioned all the Supreme Court cases this week that have come down, and not just the RNC case, but all sorts of other cases that talk about agencies and accountability. And you have the Sarbanes-Oxley case about the SEC, that board that they had that was struck down. All kinds of great language I can read out. I'll save it for another day. I have all new ammunition from this week that I can use when I get ahead of steam. But I'm going to nip this in the bud, and I don't want to be put in a position where I have to stop things at interim stage and fight the legal fight before they have a chance to brief it. In this case, though, this began long before the audit, and that's the stage where this should have been confronted by the commission. And that's why the termination made sense to me. I can support a motion that is to not adopt the findings as suggested by the auditors with respect to the misstatement, but find an appropriate finding regarding the issue with the old audit and what the AFL-CIO is doing is actually proper and consistent with the commission said 30 years ago. So I can support that motion, but I wanted to be clear about what is the interim stage and that sort of thing. So thank you,
Mr. Walther.
So moved. I want to try it.
Okay, that's pretty good.
Just to make sure that I'm clear on the second point, the audit report currently says that under these circumstances, the audit staff accepts AFL-CIO COPE's current reporting practices. Do I understand as part of your motion that you would goes through and is reworked and consistent with the new policy that we've adopted, the new directive, that will more clearly state that that the commission deems that what they were doing was legal, not that
right.
We just accept it, but that we actually say that their arrangement was a legal
right.
arrangement.
My motion, I think, is that that's a finding.
It's his motion.
And
he moved it.
Oh, to character. since I'm feet. Okay, so as Commissioner Walther has moved, I think what he's moved is, since he's so moved, what I said. That becomes a finding of the commission, and if I had my druthers, the reporting issue would be moved into the other issues section.
All right. Any further discussion on the motion? If none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? The motion passes 6-0.